Hello and welcome to the Parallax Perspectives podcast with your host, Daniel Lawson. That is me. I really want to open up this conversation and bring so much love, gratitude, and appreciation to you all that are right here now tuning in to this very first introductory session for the incredible journey that we're going on together. And of course, bring so much love, appreciation, and gratitude to all of you that have supported and encouraged me to show up and finally step into this role of, in quotations, podcaster. It's been a long time coming, and I feel like it's such a privilege to now have this space, to have created the space, to be able to step into serving you even more. These conversations that we're going to be opening up together over the coming season and multiple seasons together are conversations developed, conversations and insights and learnings developed over half a decade of coaching. Many of these have been developed with your help. Those of you that are tuning in or been in the room or I've coached personally or in the facilitations or learned alongside of you even around the world, I just think it's incredible that now we get to take this learning even deeper, allow you to step more into the leader that you were born to be. And as you step into your own personal leadership, becoming the leader and demonstration model of excellence for others, the catalyst of inspiration for those around you, whether it's your friends or your partner, or if you're a parent, your kids, I just think that is so beautiful. So thank you for being here. I feel like this is just such a great privilege that I get to do this now for all of you and share this wealth of information that I'm very privileged to have obtained and just share it freely with all of you that are tuning in. So thank you for being here. I really want to use this introduction session to give you context of what's coming. We've got incredible lineup of guests, by the way. We have lots of great topics. I think I've got more than a first, second, and third season coming up, but largely it will be developed around the feedback from all of you, what it is that you're loving, what it is that you want to be hearing more of. Right now, what I'm sharing here is my initial thoughts or intentions of where it is that we're going together. So just going to be covering who this is for, how we ended up here, a little bit of background of me, if you're not familiar with, if we haven't worked together before, you're totally new to my style and what it is that I really love and see as important and what I love to share. And then, of course, everything about Parallax and where it is that we're going together. So if that sounds like you, stay tuned. It's going to be a short series that's going to lead us in, or a short episode, I should say, that's going to lead us into where it is that we're going. So one of the things to kick things off is one of the things in business, if you're familiar with business, is considering avatar. Who was this podcast for? It was one of my initial challenges, to be honest, going, okay, well, I have worked across lots of different areas of coaching with lots of different types of people and avatar. What kind of energy and positioning am I going to bring to it? And I fell into this place of realizing this podcast could potentially appeal to a wide audience. I'm going to share why. I've done this intentionally, by the way, as well. Quite a wide audience of a different ends of the spectrum at stage of life. And I came to this conclusion based on really reflecting on my own personal journey through many different niches of coaching and also having this one core understanding. And I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. This is how I came to the realization of having quite a wide cast net, if you like. What I have discovered over my coaching is, well, firstly, I started out in emerging entrepreneurship. That was coming out of, I built my own business. It was Parallax Apparel, my love for kiteboarding. So I created a water sports apparel brand that allowed me to travel the world, chase the wind, go kiteboarding and make a life of it. It was rather successful, still didn't quite build the lifestyle that it is that I wanted. Because here's the thing, and if you've ever been through entrepreneurship, you'll know so much of it. And even if you haven't been through entrepreneurship, you know mindset is such an important part. I gather if you're here and you're listening to this kind of podcast, you're very much familiar with mindset. Mindset's very important. Everyone's talking about mindset. It seems like it's promoted in a way that mindset is everything. Now, I used to think that. I think there's so much more than mindset. Mindset, if we look at the work from Robin Sharma, he says it's only 25%. Robin Sharma is someone that I hugely follow now in his peak performance style of coaching, or holistic success style of well-being. Because here's the thing, mindset is important. It allows us to bring the grit and the drive, the determination, show up through the adversity, really consider who it is that we are, and we can have health around our own sense of being in a lot of ways. But it's limited. It's limited in the fact that, and this is where I was when I first started out, is going, okay, if I can have a great mindset, I can build a successful business, travel the world and do what it is that I want, that will be success for me. I have everything figured out. And then, you know, that will be my dream. And essentially I got that. And in fact, I coached many others to get that as well. And what I started realizing is, no matter how good your mindset is, and no matter how much external success that you have, is if you've got this, and this was me too, by the way, speaking from experience, this deep-seated anger, resentment, frustration, despair, sadness, carrying around all this baggage within you, which I was, by the way, no matter how much you achieve in your life, it's really, really hard to be happy and successful with that level of baggage within you. Now, of course, you can train and harden your mindset to never feel any of those things and keep suppressing it and try to overpower it. The mind is incredibly powerful, and it can, to an extent. I'm not sure how healthy it is. In fact, science shows that it's not healthy, because when we suppress our emotions, it will come out in other, whether it's, you know, through physical health and other ways. I didn't want to train my mindset to that degree. And so I realized that, there's more to the equation than just mindset. And that's where I was plunged into this world of emotional intimacy and emotional closenesses. And as I worked through and I coached, I didn't just coach myself through this. I got external coaching, of course, and then helped myself to learn and develop and feel into my emotions, and something that I don't think enough, well, it's starting to become more present. And if you're doing this work, whether you're male or a female, I think it's incredibly important. And when I talk about feeling into emotions, there's a big difference in just expressing and dumping your emotions onto each other, like, you know, throwing them out on the street like a child. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about emotional maturity and doing it in a healthy, appropriate way through vulnerability. But what this does is it allows us to develop our heart set. So we've got mindset, and then we've got the heart set to free this baggage and the joy and the happiness and the fulfillment and all those feelings that are within us that are already there. They become free because they were just buried under all of those darker emotions. And I say darker, not as in bad. They're just the darker, deeper ones that we allow the other emotions to come out, and life becomes a lot freer and easier. And I just discovered this is so important. This is so important for building a business. It's so important for building a lifestyle. And connecting through that, I then went into lifestyle design. And intentional lifestyle design, as many of you will know, if you've been following me for a while, I have traveled the world extensively and decided I would not travel again until I was able to build my lifestyle in a way that I could travel and not have to return home again. So I managed to achieve that through COVID, moved to Bali. I was there for 2 years. And then after COVID finished, I've been living across Europe. So Bulgaria, Italy, Spain, France, Morocco. Then I was in Dominican Republic, now in Mexico. Challenging life, like really challenging. So many things. They don't teach you how to live through the challenges of life and relationship, as well as the challenge of business. There's nowhere that really, that I know of, that really teaches you how to do it. It's something that you got to kind of figure out. And it's been challenging. And so I really enjoyed coaching through intentional lifestyle design, whether that is your dream lifestyle or some version of that or something totally different. It doesn't really matter. One of the things that I discovered was, in order to have a lifestyle, I don't think anyone's dream lifestyle is sitting around doing nothing, being lethargic. And so what's the alternative? What's the other end of the spectrum? Is to have the lifestyle of your dreams, you need a shitload of energy. You need to show up because it's challenging. You need to be able to show up with energy, with, and what I mean by energy, like, you know, not get fatigued or worn down or have one challenge hit you and want to sleep for the rest of the week. Need to be able to sustain a pretty high level of like being able to overcome challenges, and all success in life requires them to overcome those challenges and those hurdles. So a lot of lifestyle design was around the health set. So physical health and well-being, whether it's through nutrition or through fitness, a lot of it was and is, I believe, is tied into our soul set as well. And so these became the four interior empires of peak performance. Again, this is taken from Robin Sharma's work. Really admire his work. And so that was mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set. And this ended up, for me, going, ah, now the pieces of the puzzle are tying together. And what that allowed me then to step into is peak performance coaching and playing at a whole new level. And so where it is that I'm coaching at now is for seven-figure business entrepreneurs, not in business. I don't have a seven-figure business yet, but coaching seven-figure entrepreneurs for those missing pieces. A lot of those entrepreneurs might have the mindset, but don't realize there's the other interior empires that have been neglected. And so we're going to touch on a lot more of this throughout the series together. The reason why I share all this with you is what I discovered through going on that transition over a few years is that the same conversations that I was having as an emerging entrepreneurship, someone that was just like leaving their corporate job, for example, and to get into even something as simple as affiliate marketing, all the way through to a seven-figure business owner, or even close to eight-figure business owners, the conversations we're having were relatively similar. Slight positioned slightly differently. Obviously, somebody that's got $10 million or turning over a lot of money doesn't have the problems of, say, finance necessarily, sometimes, but not necessarily as someone that's like just starting out, has no money. But the deeper challenges are all the same. And what I realized is we're all the same. We all want love. We all want to know that we matter, that we belong. We all have the same fears. And almost it's the ones on the other end of the spectrum that so many people are aspiring to be. They're the ones who have the greatest insecurities, the greatest fears. And I know, and I've seen even within myself, moving through these different levels, I realized that, wow, I've got so much more work to do that I wasn't even aware of. As we continue to grow and the more that we know, we realize and find out the less that I know. And so if you listen to this, maybe you'll understand. If you're just starting out on your journey, it's something to look forward to. It's something to embrace. So we're all the same, and that's why I've cast this net quite wide. We're not going to be talking about specifics and business and, you know, how to grow your business or where to start business or how to travel the world or anything like that. What I'd love to talk about and share with you is get beneath the layers, pull back the curtain of where so many are hiding. And we're going to open up this in our very first episode together in the next episode. Because we're all the same. And sure, if you're a seven or eight figure business owner, okay, cool. You're obviously nailing it in being able to provide commercial value. And I wonder in the areas that you might not be able to nail it, and say the areas of could be intimacy in your relationship. It could be emotion, your own emotional vulnerability within yourself, with yourself. Or on the other hand, you know, somebody that's just starting out. If you've got incredible health, you've been ripped at the gym, and you could really help others achieve a great level of fitness, but hiding behind maybe not having the relationships that it is that you want or something like that. So let's open up that conversation a little bit more. So this, if any of that resonates with you, you're going to be in for a treat. I'm really pumped and excited to share where we're going to be taking this conversation together. Before we go there, I want to give you an insight of what parallax means. So parallax, this is Parallax Perspectives podcast. Parallax was the very first business name. I registered my business in Australia. It was Parallax Life Co. It was inspired by my previous job that I had, my very last corporate job. I worked for an aerial imaging company, and parallax was a term that was used when, or parallax error was when, in simple terms, where photos didn't quite line up when you're stitching them together, and it created, so we're using aerial imagery, and sometimes buildings would look like they're leaning on the screen rather than straight up and down. That's a parallax error. It's also used in, say, engineering or web design, and basically it means, it describes the optical or the illusion of how objects appear to look different when you change your perspectives on them. And I became fascinated with this concept, especially when I was going from the corporate world into the entrepreneurial world and into designing my own life. I realized I spent all of my 20s looking for an opportunity into how to change my life. And when I shut the door on my corporate job, I realized that the opportunities were there everywhere. It's just my perspectives were not able, the perspective that I had on life was just not enabling me to see these opportunities. And when I closed the door, suddenly they all became available. And I realized that this parallax effect wasn't just on objects, it was on the whole concept of life and the way that we're viewing life. Everything is just a matter of perspective. And so that's where I started Parallax Apparel. That was to inspire others to see the world differently. And then Parallax Transformations, that became the coaching arm of the business. And I think all coaching is still just an inspiration for someone or others to become even more of a leader in their own life, to create that change within them. Also the tools to enable others, the tools to create those perspectives. When you create a different perspective, a perspective in your life, it creates more choice. With more choice creates more opportunity. With more opportunities, you can create even more choices and, of course, actions as a result for different outcomes. And I think so much of that comes from awareness and perspectives. So now we've got the Parallax Perspectives podcast. That's going to be the theme of all the conversations that I'm going to open up and share with you, and of course with the guests. So we're going to be bringing on lots of great guests. And my intention interviewing them is have them bring their own perspectives to challenge my perspectives. I'm not one that everyone needs to agree with my perspective. Sometimes I'm controversial, and I love when others can challenge them, bring their own views, maybe supporting or conflicting, and just open up, because I believe the more perspective we have, the more opportunities we create, and then the more empowered we become. If we've got one choice, that's pretty, you're feeling pretty trapped. If you've got two choices, I don't know, you've got an ultimatum, I guess. If you've got three choices, or more, I think the more choices we have, that's when we start creating freedom. So that's where we're going together. If you're loving it, let me know. In the next episode, we're going to be opening up around facing reality, and we're going to take it from there. By the way, the format of this podcast is going to be, I want to share, keeping around 20, 25 minutes, episodes, short, punchy, actionable items. And then on the following episode is going to be a guest that will come in, and an expert in that same area that can come and bring, either validate my ideas, challenge the ideas, challenge the perspectives, open up even a bigger conversation to enable you to bring even more, again, perspective to where it is that you're at. I trust that you'll love it. I look forward to enjoying and embarking on this journey together. So we'll see you in there. Ciao for now.